JW Mobile.
For SKD listeners.
4D JW Mobile.
And this afternoon, weather is absolutely incredible. I hear we better enjoy it for tomorrow.
Enjoying that weather on this drive. Every few feet I roll in the car, it looks like a brand new picture. It is beautiful out here. That rain never came, did it? We were supposed to get rain yesterday, and it never came. It wasn't even later or nothing. It just didn't happen.
Saying, they say it's 100% chance tomorrow, and we're supposed to have an event at church tomorrow afternoon, but I really don't know if it's going to happen or not.
There was 100% chance Thursday, too, yesterday, and nothing happened. Or really close to 100% chance, and nothing at all. I guess that's part of the challenge with the weather.
We are supposed to have a guy bring a hot air balloon and go up 100 feet and drop a bunch of eggs for the kids to go gather. And but really not too, you know, not too optimistic that we're going to be able to do that.
A hot air balloon that people get inside?
It's going to be limited to 100 feet. You don't want to go any higher than that. And, if, you know, if it starts getting a little windy, it gets canceled because we don't have to go looking for them in the next county.
You're going to get attracted to power lines, too, and they don't mix well with power lines.
Anyway, we'll just have to wait and see what happens tomorrow. So I got a plan B. If it gets canceled, I got work I can do in the house.
Plans for doing stuff around the house, working around the house. There's always something to do around the house.
Some electrical work I've been needing to do. Terrible. Our wiring was put in 1956 when the house was built. Some of it don't look too healthy, so I've been working on changing it over to new cable, but that's some more project, I tell you. I don't like crawling around under the house.
I can think of 100 other honeydews I'd rather do than crawling around under the house. I got some under, you know, during the wintertime, all the sticks fall out of the trees and leaves fall, and they're around the perimeter of the yard where it's still on the property, but it's not, there's no grass or no bushes or anything growing around there. It's just kind of wooded area. I got a little mulcher you throw leaves in one end and you throw sticks in another end, and it turns it all into dirt. And it looks a whole lot better after you run it through there, but boy, is it time consuming.
And that, we've got lots of leaves and trees around our house, too. We keep plenty of chainsaws ready.
It seems like they're made to produce limbs that fall on the ground. Limbs are falling all the time. And especially for those that reach out over the yard, those you see pretty often. I went to the mailbox yesterday and came back with like 6 sticks in my hand.
Most of the trees that's close to the house, we went around and cut down what I could and had somebody to come cut down the rest. Now, there's one massive oak, but it leans in the other direction, so we're hoping if something ever happens to it, it'll fall away from the house.
I don't know if you heard him. I think yesterday he has one that's 80 or 90 feet tall and 3 to 4 foot in diameter at the base. And how much they were going to charge him to take that tree out. Whoa. That's expensive. I took 25 of them out about 2 or 3 years ago. And that was a lot of work.
You don't enjoy doing it all. It's cutting down trees. And if we were to have ours cut down, we might as well just sell the property and get rid of it, because it would cost more to cut all those trees down than the place is worth.
You'd have people come cut them for the firewood, but not anymore. I think it's more expensive to cut them down than the firewood is worth.
Anyhow, we hope we don't have problems out of any of them, but they don't mix too well with antennas either.
Awesome. I did leave 4 really tall ones up for my antennas. Those are my camouflage towers.
Yeah, Well, how about that? I've been wrestling with digital TV, and I've tried all sorts of antennas around there, and you put something up and it'll work good for about 3 weeks, and then you go back in and it's not working, and you go move the antenna, it'll work a little while longer, and then it won't work anymore. So I finally gave up. I just put one up in the attic, says, okay, if it works, it works. If it don't, it don't. Apparently, if there's an aircraft that flies around, that has a tendency to mess things up. And sometimes it'll jump and skip on bad weather days.
I had one of those, a patch antenna for receiving signals up at Beach Mountain, because they didn't have any cable or anything like that where they were on Beach Mountain. And he used that for the whole time they had that house. And that was about 5 or 6 years, I guess.
Well, I've tried TV antennas on poles and homemade ones and all different kind of store-bought ones, and finally I just gave up. I said, I can't keep fighting this battle and not getting any better results than what we've been getting. I call it the lowest spot in Neasley, because everywhere you look out, you look straight into the ground.
Good. That's kind of like me. Well, at least on three sides I'm that way. On one side, it's kind of, the side going toward the repeater, it's opened up. The other three sides is you're looking into dirt when you look out.
I got to make a stop here. I got to run in and deliver some paperwork. But it's been good talking to you, and everything goes well for you today.
Talking to you. Have a good day. Enjoy the weekend. KC4SKD, W4DJW Mobile.
Take care. We'll talk with you later. KC4SKD.